Welcome back to RSN Central. Lachie Stevens, the coach of the Victorian Bush Rangers, is about to join us. Lachie, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Jared, thanks for having me on.
Looking forward to tomorrow's clash at the MCG against Western Australia. How is the team looking?
Looking pretty good. We've lost Jimmy Pattinson up to Australian duty. Unfortunately, Scott Boland's got a side injury, so he was unavailable for selection, which is a shame. And we're missing John Holland too, so he's had to pull out with a finger injury. So we've lost a couple of our experienced players, but again, that gives opportunity for others to come in and contest the Shield game against Western Australia, which is good news.
Western Australia playing some really good cricket at the moment. They've probably nearly got the best state side on paper. Who's the key players that you think that you need to really make sure that you keep down over the next 4 days?
Oh, look, as you say, across the park, they're a really strong side. So it'd be hard to name too many. Or you could name all the 11, couldn't you, really?
Yeah.
Ashton Agar's been pivotal for them in all three disciplines. Sean Marsh has been fantastic, obviously, probably in the form of his career. So there's two to start with. But they're a great side across the board, and they've been building really well over the last 6-7 years. So, it'll be a good contest for our guys tomorrow.
Everybody's talking about it at the moment, Lachie, and it's the MCG pitch. How do you think it's played so far in the early part of the Shield season?
I think it's played okay. Obviously, we want to talk about the pitch a lot. There's not a lot the players or anyone can really do about the wicket. You know, we play on what's prepared, and the ground staff do a great job here to get it up. So, you know, whatever it looks like tomorrow, we've just got to play those conditions, and both teams will be playing on it. It produced a good game against Queensland where the Queensland has played well and won it late on day four. So, you know, there's enough in there for a result if both sides play well enough.
Aaron Finch, he was concussed in that previous game against New South Wales when he was fielding. How is he heading into the clash there tomorrow?
Yeah, he's okay. It was a pretty nasty knock that he got. And certainly the concussion rule had to come into play against New South Wales. But he's recovered well. He's got through all his testing, so he'll be right to go tomorrow, which is excellent news for us.
And it's great to see Nick Maddison and Will Pekowski back into the squad as well.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, both with different scenarios around them, but they've come back and, really happy to have them back in the side. The boys are really happy to see them around. And both played really well too, which was good news. So it's great to have both those guys back for their skill and for the fact that the camaraderie around the boys is always better when those guys are in and around.
Lachie, what's the process there? I know Glenn Maxwell, he returned to training, I think, with the state squad this week as well. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Glenn came back yesterday to have a train for the first time, which was good too.
So what's the process there? Is it, do they put their hand up and say, okay, I'm right to go now, I'm feeling a lot better? Do they get checked out by your medical staff? What happens there?
Yeah, it's different for every individual within it. And obviously, you know, team selections and timings and the selection committee around what they want to do with the team. But from the player themselves, yeah, they have to try and make themselves available. And then it's been different for all of them. So they've gone through their own sports science people and then our sports science staff and psychological staff are involved in that discussion. And it just sort of is an osmosis of all those three things coming together. And we go from there around selection once we've been given that information from both players and staff.
We're having a chat to Lachie Stevens here on RSN Central, the coach of the Bush Rangers. Lachie, it's been a funny old season for the Bush Rangers. It's been an up and down season with plenty of changes. How have you enjoyed the period of being the number one man coaching this side so far?
I've really enjoyed it. Yeah, I've been in this with the group for 5 years now, so I know them really well and I enjoy their company. So I certainly understand what you're saying by an interesting season, but all seasons have similarities, whether you're winning or losing. There's a lot of similarities within them. Everyone's got their individual circumstances going on. So whether you win or lose the game, someone's playing the way they want to and someone's not playing the way they want to. Someone's in the side and someone's out of the side. So you're dealing with the same sorts of things day in, day out. So it's always interesting, but I really enjoy this team. It hasn't had the results it would have liked so far this season. But they're still, you know, giving it everything they've got, and they'll continue to do that until the end of until the last ball is bowled.
Will Sutherland, I think he's nearly been. Has he been the find of the season so far for the Vics?
He's certainly, yeah. I mean, we've known he's been good for a couple of years. We certainly are really enjoying having around the squad. And, you know, I'm sure there's a good chance he'll be in the 11 tomorrow. So that's exciting to see an all-rounder come onto the scene. Jake Fraser-McGurk's been another one who's come onto the scene and played some really good cricket. And that's the thing, when you do start to lose some senior players out to either injury or selection or things like that, you get an opportunity to see new young players come into your squad, and that's always an exciting moment, and they've been terrific, both of those guys.
Well, I'm heading out to the MCG tomorrow. World-class cricketers taking on each other. The WA side's abusing. The Vics have still got plenty of class with Siddle, Harris, Finch, Sutherland's there. Tremaine will play, Nick Madison and Pekoski. So, and Sam Harper's another young kid, so going places. So looking forward to the game tomorrow. Lock, appreciate your time, mate. And if you win the toss, you bat?
That's why we employed Petey Hanscom to be the skipper. Because you've gone through a whole list of names there, and that's one of the great things about this side. There's a lot of experienced cricketers. So between Petey Hanscom, Finchie, Pete Siddle, and the rest, you know, they'll come up with their ideas around how they want to go about the game come tomorrow.
And just on that, the last one before we let you go, like, there was some criticism from Ian Chappell regarding Steve Smith white-handing Tim Payne the other day, moving players around in the field in that second test in Adelaide. You mentioned all of those leaders in your side. You have the one captain in Peter Hanscom, but do you expect everyone to buy in and help each other out with your leaders on the cricket field? Is it the new way that you look for leadership inside your cricket side now?
It's fascinating, isn't it? All the stuff around leadership and things like that. You know, one of the great things about an Aaron Finch and a Peter Siddle is that, you know, they understand that Pete Hanscom's the captain and Pete runs that show, but they all have conversations. We just want them to be adults and be able to talk to each other about different ideas on the field, and they do that really well. So, there's a lot of upside to the way our guys go about it, and we enjoy watching them do it, but they do it like adults, and that's all we can ask.
Best of luck there tomorrow at the G. Can't wait for the clash. We appreciate your time, Lock.
Great. Thanks, Gus. Much appreciated.